where radio comes alive. It's Ethnics on Namibia's Heart and Soul, Omutima, 9 and 10. That's your time right now, winter night's time. Now, Shaikwan, we almost have this thing that we do most.
Yeah, yeah.
Every Friday we say, listen, who are the newsmakers?
Yeah.
Yeah, who are the people that the people are gossiping about in the WhatsApp groups?
Mm.
Yeah, who are the people or who are the persons that is annoying the populace right now?
Mm.
Why is you again?
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we're gonna talk, and every Friday we bring that personality.
Absolutely.
Today is a gentleman,
mm-hmm.
right? Who for the longest of time we have known him on the screen.
Mm.
For the longest of time, he has rubbed up the biggest personalities in this country up the wrong way with a straight face. Oh my God,
yeah.
I don't know how he does that
mm-hmm.
on 1-on-1.
Yeah.
For the longest of time after that, he decided, okay, after annoying you there, I'm going to annoy you by declaring your illegal schemes illegal.
Illegal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please make some noise for Kathembire Dumbarunga.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
I was wondering, when will I show up?
We don't want to bring it on air, but we've been waiting for you.
Yes, we've been. This is a conversation that was needing to happen, and it is here now.
Yeah.
It is here now. Kathembire, welcome that sir to the Fresh Studio, sir.
Thank you.
Because you've been here before, but you've been here in different capacities. You've been here, obviously, as the director for communications with our banking regulator.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, wearing other hats. But today you are here just as the human being that you are.
No, thank you for having me. I was looking forward to this because you, NSK, you probably have dialed all of your friends. You have done Ricardo, you have done Blanche. I was thinking,
oh my God,
when am I going to show up?
All of my friends.
All of your
Shaikwan,
friends.
You have probably also done all of your friends. So
I've done a couple, yes. Yeah. Like, I know Awilo Stephanus.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I know superstars also.
No, you do know a couple.
Somebody.
You do but know a couple.
There's something about you that I actually wanted to mention right now.
Sure.
And I don't know if you can actually agree with this partner.
Yeah.
There's something about Kathembire that reminds me of PJ. Bahia Thiriga.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know why. Are you related?
There's just an energy that the both of you carry.
I swear.
And it's good energy.
Yeah.
Have you met him?
No, I have.
Yeah.
And by the way, he's doing great stuff.
Yeah,
and
he's in China right now, yeah.
And it's good to see young people really coming through
mm.
And really from humble beginnings.
Yeah,
making
absolutely.
It as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm.
Kathembire, we have to start from the beginning. Your building blocks.
Yeah.
Where did you finish your high school?
So I finished my high school at a place called Yanyonker Afrikaner High School Secondary.
It's the way he's saying it, like it doesn't exist anymore.
And it's still alive and well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's still making, it's still really, really making a lot of impact in young people's lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were obviously privileged to attend some of the best schools in town, and we hear you talking about them all of the time.
But Bethel, I started at Bethel Dimimune, and I also mentioned that.
But then you end up with the Cambridge.
The
Cambridge stuff. So Yanyonker is where I ended up. And by the way, my school principal was a lady called Theo Namasis. She ended up being the MD of Air Namibia.
Yeah.
And really, she made a lot of impact in my life.
Mm.
Not only when I was in grade 12, for example, she helped to pay for my... The matric farewell.
Oh.
When I scored the highest in the school, for instance, the next year, she took me to university and went to the registrar's office. And that time, the registrar was a lady called Milka Mungunda, who is now the head of Social Security.
Yes.
And said, this is a young, bright guy. I want you to give him a scholarship right now on the spot.
Mm.
And I got a scholarship to study fisheries. First year of university, and I failed, by the way, spectacularly.
Failed.
Fisheries, all of that science was not just good for me.
It was not sciencing.
It was not. that's the right word. So I failed her in that regard, but she really made a lot of impact in my life. So teachers and educators have that power, you know, that influence in your life. And, and she was that sort of light that just made my path more clearer.
We're gonna get into that in a bit. But where's the family home? Okay, fine, you did school at Janyonkar, but where's the family home? And what was that walk to school? Or was it taxi route over?
So I come from a little settlement called Ovitoto, which is about an hour and a half drive from Windhoek. And probably it was all over Facebook this past weekend because there were a lot of weddings and festivities there.
Yeah, we saw that.
And we have luminaries like Professor Peter Kashevivi. He comes from there. The late Speaker of the National Assembly, Mose Shitendero, hails from there.
Just dropping bombs.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows.
So that little small place produced a lot of luminaries in this country. And obviously, I grew up in Windhoek, Katutura Boy, Katutura Central. I attended Bethold
Himumune
Primary School. And then from there, I went to a primary school in Ovitoto. I came back to Windhoek. Attended Okekas Primary School, by the way, which is in Damara location. From there, I went to Korean Hub Junior Secondary School, just in Katutra Central. Dr. Ihuhua.
The
and then from
center.
There, I just walked down the street to Yanyonka. So I'm really a Katutra person.
Is it? Okay. So if you had to tell us two things that people don't know about you, something that you have never shared before, but it's still like a big part of your life, what would those two things be?
Well, one of them, interestingly, was as part of finding myself, I told you about the studying science at university,
failing
spectacularly. That's one. Two, I was in the Namibia Defense Force.
Oh.
Wait a second. Wait.
So I know the Nderera, but not the Herero one. The proper one.
The proper one.
The Russian drill and all of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were in India.
I was in
India. As an actual cadet situation
I was
or
in a,
training?
I was in the air wing at the time. Now it's an air force proper. At the time, it was just an air wing of the Defense Force.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, by the way, I was a cadet. I was trained properly in military training. I went for, was it a good 6 months
about
for
six
that.
Months, yeah.
And then from there, I went to Grootfontein. I was part of that setup.
Yeah.
I was going to become a pilot. And by the way, I was just about to be sent to Kietmanshoop because in Kietmanshoop they had a whole
base,
but more a pilot training program that they had there. Private, you could get your private license from there.
Mm.
And one day, I was taken on in a helicopter sort of ride.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that they did in the air, the somersault and all of that.
Yeah.
I said, this is not me. This is not me.
Which one is this one?
They did those interesting things that you see in the movies.
Yes.
And I said, I'm not cut out for this.
Yeah.
And so I quit right there and I said, no, back to Windhoek.
Yeah.
Let me try something else. So we all have like interesting sort of journeys to find ourselves, right?
Yeah.
You do all manner of things to find your true self.
True.
Damn. My goodness, wow. So you went through the whole training?
I went through the
military
training.
The whole 9 years.
Waking up at 4 a.m., doing all of those interesting
rolling
stuff.
Rolling in the sand and in the mud and wash, run.
The movies actually don't tell that true story, right, of how much
what
those guys go through.
And
the brotherhood that you gain from there, the bonds that you gain from there, the networking, the sort of good stuff, the values that you obtain from that sort of exercise, the patriotism, the love for country, the love for your fellow man and woman. I mean, all of that good stuff. And probably when somebody said, look, let's try and get the National Youth Service to be sort of mandatory for all of the youth of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain countries that do that.
That do that, yeah.
The Koreas, the South Korea, for instance, and so on. Because it instills so many of those good values, right?
Mm.
And I'm for that. because that journey has been very impactful for me.
And that's exactly what I wanted to ask, something in that line as well, going through that training. We know how, man, listen, if you want to shape up your child, send them to that training, we know. But how did that training transform or just change your character as a person?
Yes.
The character, because you are tough. You are tough. My goodness.
Thank you. The character part is what it does. Mm. The physical part, I'm not so sure. I mean, you can see me now.
No, but that was like how many years ago? How long ago was that?
To be fair, yeah.
I mean, some good 20, 30 years.
Yeah, but it's a long time ago.
Some 20 years.
Yeah.
I was telling NSK the other day, like, it's just hard. Like, my knees just don't comply to anything.
The knees will not comply.
Discipline about waking you up, right? Okay. I mean, you guys, you know, you do the morning show, you wake up. I mean, it's sort of a military drill. You know you need to wake up at 4.
Come on.
Otherwise, your body, even on a Saturday or on a Sunday,
it's just mind just switches on.
Exactly. So that, the discipline about, you know, this is a Sunday, don't do this. This is a Saturday, please discipline yourself so that you are able to be productive for the week. So some of that small stuff is stuff that has remained with me. But also the culture, the brotherhood stuff about really cementing your relationships with those that are close to you. Because that's what military life is all about. Because you know, you can't leave a wounded soldier in the battlefield, right? I mean, you have this American saying where you take that person, even if it's the last man standing you need to really go back for that person. So those are the sort of values that have remained with me, and I'm hopeful that other people can go through that sort of experience and be able to go through that, and probably that will set them up for their lives.
Man, it's 9:22 right now. We're speaking, having an incredible conversation with Abuti Kathimbire Thumburuka. He is everything that you think he is, and we will explore
so much
more. We will explore more when we get back. This is you were about to fly. Wow. Funny enough, just quickly before we go for a break, last week we had a pilot as our first titan. Melchizedek Hamukoto.
Hamukoto, yes. The youngest titan we've had today.
Hearing him speak about how it was his passion to hearing you saying, no, really shows that people are really different.
Are we definitely different in so many ways.
All right, cool. So all that thought, we'll be back
in
a bit.
I thought he was going to tell us that he threw up.
Did you?
Well, I didn't.
Okay.
But
like not in the air, but like when you landed?
No, I didn't.
Okay, at least the
something is coming to mind.
No.
Stick around, y'all. This is Fresh FM.
Let's all come down to this.
The heart and soul of Namibia. Fresh FM.
Indeed, it's the heart and soul of Namibia. We bring you conversations that resonate with you. We bring you personalities that resonate with you. And one such a personality, a son of the soil. This is probably one of three people that I know that really, really love their country. And that's Abuti Kathimbire Thumburuka. You know one thing about you, Kathimbire, you are very competitive. Do you know that about yourself?
No.
You don't?
Please go ahead.
Okay. Shekwan, shall we demonstrate it?
Let's do it.
Shall we demonstrate it?
Let's do it.
Shall we demonstrate it, Shekwan? Okay.
At high school, I had the fortune of attending high school with the likes of Stanley Shanapinda, who's now the CEO of Telecom. And the two of us had a rivalry going on since we were competing. And I used to beat him, you know, at the academic stuff. He usually came position number 2 or 3. But obviously, he's doing great things for the country. And we just need to congratulate him as well on his life journey.
You're not competing. Wait, you were saying you're not what?
All right. I must admit.
Yeah.
There was that small little competition in high school, and that's where I left it.
Yeah.
But Stanley is doing great things for the country. You know, I read something interesting recently that says, look, the A students, right? And we were with the top students in all of high school, right? Mm. And the B students and the C students, right? Mm. And then it's the C students that are probably running the country or that are running the companies, the B students that are doing whatever, and the A students are probably working for the C students, right? I think that's very true.
That is true. I'm not going to lie to you. But here's the thing, Abutika Dembire. What you don't know about Fresh Breakfast and about NSK and Shaquan, in the famous words of our now taken away bride by a Ugandan prince, in her famous words, fear NSK and Shaquan.
Oh, yeah. Daisy,
yes.
In the famous words of Daisy Matias, fear NSK and Shaquan.
Hi, NK. Of course, this would be great, you know? I could just think back about the good times, the fun times we had in high school with Gadimbire. Of course, during that time, he went by a different name that I will not mention on air. Not, you know, I could get, you know, points back at him for saying it, but I'm not going to say it. We were good friends, and we had a very healthy competition, as nerds usually did. But yeah, he's right. He always kicked my behind. I mean, he's a brilliant, intelligent, wow, not just an orator, but a great mind. And he's a very good friend of mine. And we've maintained that friendship throughout. And I wish him well, and he's doing great. And yeah, he's a good friend.
Wow. That's the words of Stanisha Dipinda.
Wow. Very humbling indeed.
We know people.
You do. I don't know, where did you go and search for him, right?
You telecom.
Knock knock, sir.
Yes.
You didn't deploy some artificial intelligence.
No. No.
You didn't go AI.
We didn't need to, because he knows us.
Wow. Yes, there we go.
But Stanley is doing great things. I mean, and it's such an inspiration, right? For young people to occupy the spaces that they are and really doing us proud. Because one of the things that the elderly folks, they always are very, they are not very open to letting young people occupy those spaces, simply because of this thing. Because once we occupy those spaces, we don't do them proud, right? Mm. And so when one failure and one experience, that's the yardstick that they use, right? That's the reference point. Mm. But when the likes of Dr. Stanley Shanapinda, they do us proud, it opens so much doors for all of us.
Yeah.
Nature.
He's running away from the name.
Yeah.
Oh, the what name is Israel.
Israel.
Seriously, that was the name?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, where did that come from? Was that just like a nickname, or
and
that
why
the
not
actual
just
government?
Israel and Israel.
But, well, I mean, for it's Israel, but for us it was
Israel.
and probably because my parents were quite religious at the time, and then they said, "Ish, what's the name in the Bible?" Oh, Israel.
Israel.
Oh, give it to him.
Oh my God! So that is your second name.
Yeah. All well, right. First name. But it works wonders for me, because on all of my identification documents, it's Israel Dembruka, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm stopped by the traffic officer, Israel Dembruka, okay, it's not Kadembire. Okay.
Yeah.
So move on.
Move along. Okay.
It's actually useful.
Yeah, to a certain extent. I wanted to ask something. You mentioned that the elderly, or when you actually mentioned that, it kind of prompted something in me as well. I was thinking, like, who raised you?
Well, so I was raised by my great grandmother, and then my grandmother. So they had such a big impact in my life, because obviously your mom works. She's a professional. My mom was a nurse, and then decided to give that up. She went for full-time studies and then became a teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
So the grandparents really played that role. There's an image that comes to mind, you know. Because I lived in a busy intersection, and so my
Where
grandmother in Katutura. So it used to be called, no, what is it now? Shanghai Street, right?
Mm.
So my grandmother would, when I would go to primary school, she would literally...
Oh, right about the rank, the taxi rank.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She would literally wake up in the morning to just take me over the road, right? Mm. And then she goes back. Yeah. And that has stayed with me. And even with my kids now, when I listen to your show, mm-hmm. when I'm dropping them off, the younger ones at least, mm. I...
yeah, because we're that.
Yes, I would make sure that they get to the school, right? It's just not a matter of
you
stop and then you park and then you say, exit.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, so it's an image that has stayed with me, and it keeps on influencing my life. Mm. How do you take somebody over? You know, how do you take the next person over? And it's even in my career, in my career setting right now, I did something recently on Twitter where I was saying, look, for people that want to be coached in stakeholder management, I don't have time. I said, well, you know, DM me, let me try and see how I can help you, because somebody was that influence in my life that took me over.
Come on.
And so that's what I keep on trying in my own small ways. If we can only do that, how Namibia could be such a great country, right?
That's a really good point, because now it starts with your great-grandmother, your grandmother, Mrs. Namises.
Yeah. Miss. Namases.
Sorry. And then obviously you just, so much that you learned from them and took from them that you're now trying to impart on the next person and your kids as well. I wanted to ask you, what is the one thing, I don't want to say value per se, but just one thing that your grandmother and your great grandmother have left with you, even if it's a saying that they always said all the time, that you now sometimes find yourself just parenting your kids the same way that you were by them.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I'm that person.
she'll hit
you're
you with
really
the deep
taking
stuff.
Me back, right? I need to go deep in the archives right now. But something that my mother keeps on saying is that and I need to try and phrase it in the way that she does is that ohadendu othiona right so if,
oh he doesn't understand
the cleanliness how do you the hygiene, how do you take care of your home, how you take care of your stuff,
he's very big on that as well,
is actually what adds the value, right? Because if you don't take care, you need to buy and replace, right? All of the time, even in your own home. Mm. If you don't clean the home, if you don't look after the property that you have, you are inviting poverty. You're basically inviting you to spend more, right? Mm. And that's so profound. And I keep on telling my kids, no. Why is this lying around? You're inviting poverty in the home, right?
I mean, if we have to look at just getting back on, going back to your professional space, we understand now your roots. Mm-hmm. We understand what's profound to you, some of your rivalries. But I have to ask you this. Top three most impossible guests that you had on one-on-one, where it was a fight. You know, because you also you had your style on one-on-one, right? There was a certain direction with it, but then also whoever comes on that stage and on that podium knows very well.
I gotta be ready for this.
I have to be ready for Kathembire.
Mm.
Who brought it that you can say, listen, man, let's go for a beer, or let's shake it out here.
Yeah.
And let's leave it here. Yeah. This was an incredible back and forth.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it was never meant to be adversarial, right? meant to be a battle, right?
Yeah.
But the late Mose Kashiwongwa was such a huge political figure in this country. He was an opposition leader, but he was an intellectual of sorts. And in his late life, he retired and still contributed every now and then to our public life. And then he decided to come on my show, or the one-on-one show. And so it was really not a sort of a battle, an adversarial sort of contest of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really trying to trace this person who was a liberation activist, liberation struggle activist. In the 70s, he decided to come into the country. The 80s, he joined the then sort of government at that stage. And people were criticizing him for that. Why did he flip-flop? And yeah. I had that interview with him. And then a week later, he passed. Before we aired the show, right?
Yeah.
And so internally we were then asking ourselves, should we air this
still go ahead
or
yeah.
not? But his family said, look, this was his contribution. Please go ahead and broadcast this particular program. So that I think was a big one for me, because it instilled so many things about your contribution in this life, right?
Mm.
The second one was with Dr. Richard Kamui. And he had just come from a very, very interesting episode where the Commission of Inquiry was set up into the health system.
Yeah.
It came up with a report that said our health sector is really on its knees.
Mm.
We are not getting resources where they need to go. Our pregnant mothers are not giving babies. I mean, they are dying literally while on the way to the maternity ward. And I had that interview with him. And I remember the phrase that I used in that particular interview where I was saying, but the buck stops with you.
Mm.
The buck stops with you. And interestingly, he took that on, but he took it in the light of, look, this is about accountability.
Come on.
This is about us being held to account for the actions of government. Mm. He sits at the apex. It's a whole big system. It's billions that are going into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people that are contributing to that sector. But he needs to man up at the end, because he's the face. He's the politician that is in charge.
Mm.
And he never made any excuse. He never said, it's somebody else's issue. You know, and politicians do that.
Yeah.
And he took that on, and he took that criticism. And after that, we had a big hug. And later in life, obviously, he didn't make it back in cabinet, but he's still such a strong individual, because
absolutely.
He has never shied away from that sort of criticism.
From his truth,
so those two really were big ones for me.
Mm. So a lot of us obviously know you. Oh, maybe just to give you a heads up as well, we have Ndeshi who's listening, and she says that, no, pick this up and don't leave this here. You're inviting poverty in the home. She says that it's a very powerful statement, by the way. So,
thank you, Deshi.
Obviously, we know you from One-on-One. You really started that, okay? And it was actually sort of like a breath of fresh air, just like he's actually asking questions that we've been dying
to
actually hear our people being asked. But regardless, what legacy, when you decided to leave, what legacy did you want to leave behind to be carried on with One-on-One?
Well, there's this concept about once you're a dancer, you need to know when to exit the dance floor, right?
Mm.
And it's so profound. I mean, even in our, and you guys have been doing this for the longest time,
mm-hmm.
but you do know when.
Don't make me sound old. What is that? I still got something.
And you guys are doing a superb job. And,
mm.
and
so
please
much,
continue
yeah.
doing that.
Mm.
But you do know when to exit.
True,
I mean,
true.
Trevor Noah did it, and all of us were saying, but hey, wait, I mean, you're so young.
Mm.
The ratings are that high.
How can you leave?
Yes. Yeah. But at some point when you do feel that the fire is not there in the belly, you need to just probably... And also when you're noticing that there are better people that can do it better than you, I mean, why not give others a chance, give the others an opportunity? So that was probably that informed that particular decision. But also, probably I was probably also forced in a corner, because being in the job that I am, I can't be I can't be just attacking people left, right and center. Can I?
Can they be there from Bonn?
Yes, Bond is the one who...
Yeah. And last night you were the one grilling so-and-so.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's not good for reputation management and really stakeholder management, right? So also that sort of career sort of transition into the role that I'm playing forced my hand, practically.
If you just join us, we're speaking to Kathembire Thumburuka. Why are you only joining us now? But don't worry, the conversation will be up on our website.
Yeah.
There's so much that you missed. Kathembire, if there are parting words from yourself, perhaps to because you must understand, you've played on the Namibian stage. The Namibian people have carried you on their back, literally, if we have to put it that way, to where you are right now. What would be your parting words, especially just those thank yous, but perhaps just a bit of advice going forward?
Look, I think that metaphor of taking somebody over the road resonates with
me. I know that's going to stay with us.
Absolutely.
And therefore, NSK and Chakwan, whatever you do, please think about the next person, right? How do I impact them so that they occupy the seats? And really, that's the legacy. It's the only contribution that you can make is how do I make sure that those that are coming after me are better equipped to do it better than I. So that resonates with me. And throughout my career, I had the likes of Unomengi Kawapirura, and the likes of Lakhia Kandongo, Claudia Ikela, all of those broadcasters at the NBC.
Huge brains, man.
That did that for me. And then therefore my role is, how do I do that for
carry
the next person?
On, yeah.
So in all of our settings, if we can just take that sort of mindset, and I know we are living at a life where self-interest is the thing that really dominates at this point in time, and you can see it in the newspaper articles that we read about corruption, about all of that. It's about, how do I take care of myself? I don't think of the next person, right? I don't think of, how do I make an impact in the next person's life? And you see the luxury car being driven into the village. And this person is just thinking about me, myself, and my family. We have made it. We are not thinking about the next auntie, the next person that is coming after that. And what is profound is that if we don't take care of one another, if we don't have that sort of mindset, those that are not taken care of will see that. And they will come after those that are only taking care of themselves.
Wow.
And we see that on Twitter. We see that on social media where Namibians are fed up, right?
Yeah.
They are fed up with that self-interest. They are fed up with people that just care about themselves and making it for themselves. And therefore, the sort of mistrust in government, in authorities, in state institutions,
yeah.
It's probably because of that we got that wrong. But you can call it Ubuntu, you can call it whatever you want to call it, that philosophy. I'm calling it taking the person over the road. So if I were to leave parting words, I'm not pretending to be a philosopher. Pretending to know it all.
Go for it, Israel.
Israel.
If we can only do that, right? Just don't think about yourself.
Come on.
Your family making it. How do I make sure that the next person makes it?
With me.
With me. And even makes it better than me. Why not?
Profound stuff. Profound conversation. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for blessing us.
Thank you.
I think you have filled that into our cup enormously. It's overflowing right now. It's overflowing probably for everyone that's listening right now.
And NSK, before I go.
Yes. Oh my God. Here it comes.
Before I go.
Because
it wasn't me. The two of you.
I haven't done anything.
They've been asking all of these tough questions. And I don't see any papers in front of you. So these trivia questions, all of this interesting stuff that you come up with.
Yeah.
I don't know if there is an encyclopedia lying somewhere here. Oh. I don't see it. I don't see a question and answer sheet. So in the spirit of what you guys have been doing to us and our children.
He wants to hit us with something.
Can you play the
Omedendend.
I need to ask the question.
You know what? We will entertain it. It's above average radio. We're gonna entertain it.
I can't because my throat is closing up.
No. Here we go.
Omedendend.
Oh my God. Okay,
welcome to Junior Fresh, hosted by and paid for by Pick and Pay.
Oh my God.
And our first caller, Chakwan.
Yes.
This question goes to you. Which grade are you in and which school do you attend?
I am grade 2 and I school at Orban Primary School.
Orban, okay. The first president of this country.
Okay.
What is his middle name?
Shafishuna.
Whoa! whoa. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Okay.
The second president, NSK. No, NSK, please call.
Okay. I'm calling. Moro.
Wait, Moro. Who am I talking to?
You're speaking to Nabab Second.
Okay. Which grade are you? Which grade?
I'm grade 4.
No. I know where you're schooling. I know. Okay. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Okay.
Shekhan, where is he schooling?
He schools at Emma Wakana.
Oh my God.
Emma.
Oh my God.
All right. Your question is.
Okay.
The second president.
Yes.
What is his second name?
Abudi Lucas.
Well done.
Yes. Whoa. Yes. Oh my goodness.
I'm sitting here like, I don't know. So.
I wanted to give you some homework, but you did well.
Thank you.
Well,
congratulations.
Done.
You guys are doing a superb job. We listen to you attentively because your show is not only entertaining, but you're also helping us to educate ourselves. And really, when I'm in that car, I'm getting the kids are so involved, right?
Yeah.
And even after the show, we keep on asking, but do you recall that question? And they also do a bit of research on their own. And that is quite important because without that, I don't think we are going to have solid citizens, because it's through the power of research about opening your mind to new things, to new experiences, that we can be better citizens.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is it correct of us, Shekhan and I, when we annoy people by saying award-winning?
I've never won awards, but you guys have been winning awards.
Mm-hmm.
Award winning.
Right there.
The awards are there.
Right there. Maybe I should also bring my awards now.
Yeah.
My person, just park them every time we do the show. Yeah.
Congratulations, guys. Congratulations.
So, Akia, who listens to us every day as well from the north, he says, big ups to Kadembire, Dembruka. That is, he's a history book guy. He's well decorated.
Wow. If only you can see my outfit.
We all wear. It's a whole black situation today.
Oh, man. But thank you so much.
No, the decoration, I know what you meant. But thank you. Thank you. It's quite humbling to know that there are others that continue to follow and observe your life experiences and that continue to validate the work that you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's Kadembire Dumburuka. He spent about 45 minutes with us. We really appreciate you spending this time with us. The conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Namibia's breakfast never sounded this good.